Hello and welcome to season three of the AC All Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Back in our studio, we have Josh Mitchell, and we have four fall sports coaches to talk to here today, live from Frickers in Adrian College for this hour, Mondays, basically through month of April and into May. Kick things off here on the 25th of August. We have women's volleyball, football, men's soccer, and women's soccer all lined up for you today. And we are going to start with the most veteran of the four. I think that's why you get to go first.
I guess so.
Yeah, Coach David Kwan joining me with the women's volleyball team, entering year 14 on the bench for the Bulldogs, your 23rd year as a college head coach. And 133, 194 at Adrian last year, probably down the middle of the road as you could get, right? 4-4 in the conference, yep. 7-13 overall on the season. Coach, I think we need to start with you did lose quite a bit of production from last year's team that put up those numbers.
Yep.
Let's go there. How'd you do recruiting-wise? I heard your numbers are pretty substantial this year.
Yeah, we brought in 12 freshmen or transfers. Well, 10 freshmen and two transfers this year. We kind of knew it was kind of a rebuilding year after losing, a couple of key players in Maya Menjarez, my, three-time defensive player of the year, libero, and my starting outside, Amber Morris. So we kind of knew that we needed to reload this year, so we got bigger in two ways. We got a couple of big kids in this year, and we needed to bring in some more talent. So we really loaded up this year.
Competition in the MIAA is just about as good as you can get. Mm-hmm. Where do you focus your recruiting efforts from, Coach?
Well, we don't have to go too far outside the state of Michigan, to get good talent. There's really, really good volleyball in, by the Detroit and Detroit suburb area. The west side of the state has some great volleyball, too. Grand Rapids area, obviously, the a lot of the areas that Calvin and Hope draw from, mm-hmm. traditionally. I've had a lot of luck, especially this year and coming into next year, out of the Jackson area too. So,
okay.
Kind of from all over.
And, there might be kind of a recruiting void up north of us a little bit with, what happened with Concordia and,
yep.
maybe that's helping a little bit trickle down and get some recruits.
Yeah. We got Emma Leinberger. She's a setter, junior setter transfer from the Concordia University. And, really excited to kind of bring her into the program.
Coach Kwan with, I feel like we're always just about right there. I mean? You're looking at third to fourth place. This year projected to finish fifth and in the preseason poll in the conference. And I think that just goes to, looking at the roster, who do you have coming back and who did you lose? And we've already mentioned Maya and the season and the career that she had at Adrian College. I don't know that you can replace her just like that.
Yeah.
Who's going to try to take on that defensive specialist kind of role?
Yeah. Replacing Maya's, got some big shoes to fill. We think we, are going to have to do it by committee, returning this year, we were lucky to have her post-surgery, post-shoulder surgery. In Rainey Atherton, she played a lot of right back for us last year, before she injured her shoulder, and then she had surgery over the spring and was worked really hard to kind of get back this year. So her, Mia McComb, who's a senior DS, and Phoebe Scott is the one of three seniors we're looking to kind of, replace a really, really talented libero.
And when we go from back line to front line, yeah, looking at the returners. Got this beautiful stat sheet from Mike Prang, the SID at Adrian College, returning Virginia Rowan second in the team in kills.
Yep.
Megan Feldman third on the team in kills. And then your fourth, Kayla Chan, coming back.
Yeah.
So obviously, missing Amber is going to hurt, but
yep,
you're pretty experienced along that front line.
Yeah, we are. We're really experienced with those, with those three players, Kayla, Megan, and Gia for sure. We're excited to for them to kind of take a step this year. But we also brought in, some pretty good young talent, too. Ava Aker, she was a sophomore last year. A kid coming back from surgery as well. So she kind of missed the second half of the season last year, but started off in our starting lineup last year. She'll be contributing both in the middle and in the right side this year. And then we brought in a couple of kids, freshmen. Chloe Bozinski out of Coopersville, out of the west side of the state, played for Far Out Volleyball Club, really good club out of the west side. She's going to be coming in, and she's a great outside hitter. And then Avery O'Shaughnessy, I'm going to have a tough time with that name. She's a Chicago kid and a big middle that we brought in this year. We're really excited about her as well.
This might be an oversimplification of a question. Getting height in Division III can be tough, right?
Yeah.
There's so many, D1, D2 programs scooping up these, 5'11 plus young women to play for the program.
Yep.
How do you get height along the front line of a D3 volleyball team?
Well, we have to look under a lot of rocks, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of hidden gems. Give shots to individuals that coaches don't want to give shots to. This year we got a couple of 6'2", 6'3" girls coming in. And Sasha Haddad, she's actually from born in the United States. Her grandparents live in the Northville area, but currently resides in Singapore. So she's coming in from further away. And then Julia Gramlich from SMCC, St. Mary Central Catholic out of Monroe. A great program. She's a big lefty right side for us that we brought in this year. As well as Addie Hendricks, out of the Jackson area. She's a freshman coming in this year, and again a big girl in the middle.
Well, and they're gonna have to compete,
yep,
right? On that, and that's good. That's what you want. Want the maybe player that did well last year to not get too comfortable with their spot, and like there's someone challenging you right behind them. That's the point of a college program.
Absolutely. We think that if we bring in the right kids and we bring in talented kids, it hopefully rises everybody's rising tide rises all boats. So we're trying to rise the amount of talent and the amount of competitiveness that we have in our program, and the coaching staff is pretty happy about bringing in this class.
What a great segue, Coach. Talking women's volleyball with Coach David Kwan. You can't do it all by yourself, even though we may give you all the credit. Who's
no,
helping you out on staff this year?
Well, Hannah Galloway from Tecumseh High School. Initially, I actually coached her a little bit when she was playing club for me here. She's going into her second season, as my assistant. We kind of brought in a local volunteer coach in Melissa Grewan. Her, if you know the last name, her husband's our bowling coach. Had a great relationship with Melissa. She came from she was the old Sand Creek High School coach here and wanted to get back into coaching. The three of us, as well as, our men's coach, Jose Soto, is helping us out a little bit with some of our defensive specialists. So, got a pretty good staff this year.
Do you do all the recruiting, or are you able to delegate a little bit?
Yeah, we obviously as a staff delegate as much as we can. Recruiting has changed a lot these days. A lot of the recruiting I can see kids and recruits both online as well as go and travel with, to some really close tournaments in Grand Rapids or in the Detroit area or in the Toledo
Jackson.
Area.
Sounds like you've had success in Jackson.
Yeah. And you know, club volleyballs is exploded, and that's kind of where we draw a lot of our recruits from.
So when you say club, you mean the school doesn't have girls volleyball, so they go play club? Or?
Well, no, they play both.
They play
both high school and then in the off season of high school, when high school is over between the months of January and June, if they're not two sport or three sport athletes, they're usually playing for a local club or a higher level club program.
Okay,
and that's kind of where we get to see them play.
For the sake of the college side of things, selfishly, I'd say, hey, let's have the high school season be in the spring, and we play in the fall, so you could focus all the recruiting on that. But the club stuff obviously helps you out.
Well, the high school season used to be in the spring for Michigan women's volleyball, and then they changed it to the fall, and the rest of the country was a fall sport. So. And it does allow girls to play higher level club, and high schools is dedicated to for the fall, but the girls want to play at the next level, and a lot of that is through club volleyball these days.
Talking women's volleyball at Adrian College with Coach David Kwan. You open up the season this weekend in Houston, Texas.
Yep.
A little travel.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like to get tough games on the schedule early. Is it much the same this season?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get the girls outside the state of Michigan to usually start off the season, so we are usually doing a trip, an away trip, and we thought this year not playing in Texas ever for our program, this would be a really good exposure to some good volleyball down south. So we're excited to go to Houston over Labor Day weekend.
Just kind of get them out of the Marilat for a minute.
Yeah.
They're probably getting sick of the blue walls and then practice in the performance gym too.
Yeah. And they get to use this as a team building tool too, right? Like what's better than being on the road and forced to compete and stay in hotel rooms and have dinner together without any distractions. So this is a good time for some team building too.
Coach, who's doing the driving?
the coaches are, yeah. The coaches are.
Delegate that a little bit.
Yeah, we're flying down there.
You're flying.
Yeah,
oh,
we're flying down there.
Good.
We're renting three vans and. Like I said, we're making a trip out of it. So we're excited. We got a little bit of a contact at NASA Johnson Space Center, and we're going to do a little bit of a tour of NASA while we're down there in Houston. And the girls are really excited about that. And then we play on Friday, Saturday.
Make it educational. Mm-hmm. Then you come back. Your first home match is the 13th of September.
Yep.
That's a Saturday. You'll play Lawrence Tech.
Yep.
Out of the Detroit area. Then you open conference play end of the month, September 30th, against Olivet.
Yep.
Just looking at the MIAA, there's some very good teams nationally at the top.
Yep.
So kind of what's your assessment of that and how you think you're going to fare? Obviously, coaches think you're about the middle of the pack.
Yeah, kind of taking a look at what programs have lost and gained players. Obviously Calvin and Hope are good year in, year out. I know that Hope is kind of retooling as well. They lost a Division I transfer outside hitter and quite a few all conference players as well. I know that Calvin's always strong and kind of reload every year. Albion will definitely surprise some teams this year. They're returning a bulk of their starting lineup. And then Tryon lost a good handful of players too. So, the preseason poll will be very interesting going into conference on who was able to figure it out in this non-conference season.
All right, Coach. Well said. I appreciate you kicking off the season 3 of the ACL Access Show. I'm sure I'll make my way to the gym. And
awesome.
If not, call a game. Just enjoy it and see what your team looks like. And appreciate the time today and have a safe trip to Texas.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Once again, David Kwan, the women's volleyball coach at Adrian College. We'll talk football next. Joe Palka waiting in the wings. This is the ACL Access Show. Speaking of wings, boneless wings today at Frickers. It sounds special. Right here on South Main Street in Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt, right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Kick off the fall athletic season with women's volleyball Friday starting at 11 a.m. and Saturday starting at 10 a.m. and women's soccer Friday at 5 and Sunday at 2.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Broadcasting live from the heart of Lenawee County, Sports Talk Radio with a local angle on Inside the Cave. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com. We give opinions and analysis on what's happening in the world of sports, interview local coaches and players, and help you start your day. Grab a flashlight and a compass to go inside the cave. Weekday mornings 7 to 9 on 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com. Get the inside scoop on all Adrian College athletics every Monday night at 7 p.m. live from Frickers in Adrian. During the ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt will be interviewing coaches and players, discussing upcoming Adrian College athletic events, and keeping you up to date on Bulldog sports. Join us every Monday night at 7 on 96.5 The Cave or in person at Frickers. Grab some chicken chunks, put on your Bulldog gear, and check out the AC All Access Show live, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers. We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archive segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports at 965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Good evening and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. We're back for season three. We've re-upped for two seasons, so we must be doing something right. We're here at Frickers and Adrian on South Main Street. I'm Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell back in our cave studio. We have account executive and sales manager Stacy Mitchell here as well with a very loud sweater. What is it? Sweatshirt?
It's a blazer.
A blazer? No.
It's just hot pink.
That looks fuzzy. Not like, is it leathery?
No.
Oh. I don't know clothes. Look at me. I don't know what I'm talking about. We have Craig Rainey, athletic director here. The eyes that Coach Palka just gave me right there kind of says it all. Ian, shut up. Let's talk football. Okay. Second year coach of the Bulldogs, Joe Palka, with me. We talked about it all last year, just building that culture. And obviously you're still looking at that year too, but it kind of accelerates when you win. And going 6-4 last year, had to leave a good taste in your mouth in terms of the program, and just trying to go from year one to year two. If we can take our listeners and fans there, like, okay, you go 6-4, what's in store for this year?
Well, you know, like I tell everybody, it's really just about getting better. And I know I say that a lot, but it's really what we believe. And I think the big thing is we're not focused on the record. I think, you know, last year everybody got excited because we won six games, and we were excited, and it certainly created momentum. But what we're looking to do is build a long-term product. And, you know, I mean, there's a scenario where we could lose more games than we did last year and be a better football team. I mean, it's just – it's part of a young group that continues to grow over a four-year period. Now, that being said, I'm really happy with where we're at right now in camp. I think that we've got some really good players. We've got a lot of really good young players. We've got a team that appears to be gelling really well together. They care about each other. We could see that through the course of the winter. We could see that through the course of the spring, and it's really carried over into camp. So it's been really fun to be around these guys. And a year later, you know, things are just so much smoother. You know, it's funny. It's just last year I was late getting here. I didn't have a voice, and you know, trying to figure it out. This year, you know, it's just a completely different feel, and a feel that, you know, feels right in terms of like the trajectory that we're on.
Obviously, college is all about recruiting. Year one, you know, you mentioned kind of coming in late in the process, kind of doing what you can. I think you were fortunate to get Jake Culbert, you know, to quarterback your team. And, you know, coming off of last year, recruiting for this year, a little easier than last year, Joe?
Well, you know, really the recruiting process has started. It starts in the spring. You know, it's the spring before their senior year when we're really out seeing them. And then, you know, you go through the whole camp season where we try to get them on campus. What we've learned is that it's a year-long process that, you know, to get a good player to commit to Adrian College. So I think we had a really good deal of success because we got a lot of our targets in this recruiting class. And, you know, watching them on the field in our first 10 days of practice, I would say that if you look at us, our body types are a little bit different, you know, in terms of the kids that we brought in this year. So they're having a great camp. You know, we really haven't had anybody leave, which is remarkable at this point out of that class. So we're excited about them. You know, we knew we would be, and it's just great to see them on the field and start to see that unfold.
Talking with people in the community, obviously there's the buzz. They heard the numbers you got at camp, 170 something, 170 plus. They say, how do they even coach these guys? How do you do individual drills? How have you handled that?
Yeah, I think we're a little unique in what we do in terms of we don't separate them and have two practices. We combine them all in one. You know, we go for 2.5 hours, but what we do is we bring our younger players in at the start of practice, and they get a quick warm-up, they get some individual time. Then we go through our whole team script with our full staff coaching them. Then our older guys come in, they practice together for the bulk of the practice, and then we let those guys go. And then we keep our older guys to repeat the same team script with all the coaches. So this way, you know, I think those kids feel that, hey, they are getting the attention they deserve. They're getting coached by their position coach and the full staff, and they're getting the same amount of reps that the older guys do. So I think that's been huge in terms of retention. It gets a little tougher right now when you're starting to hone in on game one because you have to have scout teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, invariably those reps are going to dwindle a little bit. But, you know, that's been, I think, the way we've done it. And we pour a lot into every guy. You know, we're in the weight room with them all the time. We're constantly around them at all meals. And, you know, I think they feel that they have strong relationships with their coaches. And I think all that builds into how you manage a group that is that big.
And, Coach, last year we talked about the rest of your family on the coaching staff. When I went to the practice, was it already last week, I saw a lot of familiar faces from last year on the staff. Any additions, changes, things like that this season?
Yeah, we really haven't had any major shifts, which is nice. We've had a couple intern guys that were able to get full-time jobs, and that's normal. You know, we're going to always have young coaches that – are part-time or in an intern role that get a full-time job. But, you know, by and large, the bulk of our staff has stayed intact, and we've actually been able to bring a couple other part-time or volunteer guys in, you know, who have good track records and who I've known. So I'm really excited about the staff. I think it's a very strong group of individuals that really have a lot to offer for kids.
And, Coach, the benefit of younger guys playing in games is obviously the experience. And I'm going to list off a bunch of these returners. And some of these are still underclassmen. I mean, Chanel Hardnett, not an underclassman. Tyson Hill, underclassman. Ethan Haberger, underclassman. Ryan Brumley, one of the older guys, And then on defense, Maddox Woods, Ethan Layton, and Riker Bidwell. A lot of those names are on the younger side still, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of last year, I remember saying that I think out of the back seven, I think six of those seven, meaning the DBs and linebackers, mm-hmm. were all freshmen or sophomores. So, you know, we're a lot more experienced this year, but it's still, those guys are all underclassmen. And if you really look at our roster, you know, we're a little more senior laden on the offensive line and obviously quarterback. So I think if you look at that offensive line, there's 2 to 3 seniors that'll play there, and you got a senior quarterback and a senior running back. But outside of that, I mean, you know, outside of Brumley too, mm-hmm. everybody else is an underclassman. A lot of those guys are still just sophomores or juniors. So, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm really excited about what's going to happen over the next several years. I mean, it's just a lot of underclassmen that have a lot of experience.
Talking Bulldog football with head coach Joe Palka. The name that's buzzing around, Adrian, and I think Monroe area as well, is Noah Boudry. Coming back up here, transfers in from Mount Union, high-profile program. We obviously know what they do, and spending his senior season with the Bulldogs. What was it like to, you know, you did have to recruit him, right? Obviously jumped in the portal and found his way here. That's some top-end D3 talent coming to Bulldog country.
I think the first thing that you have to know about Noah is it's more than just football. You know, I think he's a guy that there's a lot of things in life that are important. He has strong faith, and I think he really looked at this as an opportunity to, you know, kind of to spread some things and also lead. You know, and I think he was excited. He had a relationship with with my son Tyler prior to that, so it wasn't like we didn't know him. And
sure.
I think all of it was just a perfect storm and perfect scenario of events with Mount Union, what happened there, and mm-hmm. his availability. You know, and what you're going to find with him is you're going to find a fiery kid who's a natural born leader, and our guys have gravitated to him. I mean, he's an excitable guy. He'll play with his emotions on his sleeve a little bit. Really fun to be around. Just a really quality person. So. He's worth the hype. I mean, he's a good football player and has done a lot already, you know, for our team.
Yeah, I don't know if we're underselling him or not. Buy your tickets now.
Yeah.
For these home games, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's just a special kid. And I think people see a lot of comparisons and make some comparisons between Jake last year and him from their skill sets are similar. What I would say about Noah is, you know, like I said, he's fiery and he's a natural born leader and he's just fun to watch. Fun with his feet and, can throw the ball as well.
The opener is next Saturday at Valparaiso. Our sister station, WLEN, is making the trip. The home opener against Thiel College on the 13th. Conference play begins with Olivet on the 27th. I think the conference has taken notice. I know we were on record before. This will be the last time I comment on it, Coach. Hype is real. The conference thinks the Bulldogs will be pretty good this year.
Well, I think, like I told you, I think it's a byproduct of winning 6 games last year, and that's just natural. I think everybody sees we have a lot of underclassmen. But the reality is I think all the coaches grouped teams into 3 pools, you know, mm-hmm. and they put Hope and Alma up there kind of on a pedestal, and then they really only one vote, I think, separated us, Trine, and Albion. And then they look at, you know, they probably figure new coaching staff at Olivet and, you know, new program at Calvin. And they kind of lumped all those guys together. So there really wasn't much difference between what was picked as the middle 3. But, you know, here's what I told the team after I talked to you that day. We're not going to shy away from anything. I mean, it's really my expectation to be one of the top teams in the conference. And, you know, you should be picked there every year. So, I mean, we're not going to duck it. You know, we're gonna try to measure up to it and live up to it and, and try to be as high in that conference as we can be.
All right, Coach. Well, good to see you again. We'll be making the trip with you to Valparaiso next Saturday. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN for that. Yours truly and Sean Whitmer back on the call. So looking
awesome.
Forward to the trip and the rest of the Bulldog season.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. Look forward to it and appreciate all you do for us.
We're going to take a break. We're going to watch some people eat some chicken. That's the place to do it. Best chicken in the area. Just ask the staff. Come see Tara. She'll take care of you. It's the ACL Access Show. Season 3 kickoff right here on 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
We
are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wentz, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave. We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little... Ian Wentz, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archive segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to the season three debut of the ACLX show, Talking Adrian College Athletics. 7 till 8 p.m. on Monday nights here at Frickers in Adrian. Boy, fall sports full swing right now. Place is kind of filling up. Plenty of Bulldog coaches and administration here. Looks like the bar is filling up too, so stop on by here on South Main Street. It is the boneless chicken wings on special today. Bone-in chicken tomorrow. You know the drill. You've heard the ad. Let's get talking more sports here tonight. We're going to go men's soccer. This was a big story on campus last season, what this team was able to do, 11-4-2 last season, and what many thought was a rebuilding year. Coach Charlie Miles had other ideas in his third season at Adrian College as the head coach. He joins me now. I mean, what was it, like a 9-0 start or something for you guys last year? It was something incredible.
Yeah, 9-0. Yeah, I don't think we didn't plan that.
Well,
I think we expected
you hope
it.
For it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you hope for it. But, no, I think when you're in it, you're just kind of taking every game as it comes. And then before you know it, it was 9-0, and we just sort of kept on going forward. It wasn't anything more than that.
I mean, last season you had a few upperclassmen. You bring back a few younger ones that made an impact last year, and I think it's fair to start from the goal position with Eli Sizemore. I mean, this guy played big for you last year, and if you want to put this record together, you need a goalie that can do that. Do you talk about his freshman season?
Yeah, like all of them, they were just completely fearless. Like, they didn't have the scar tissue of like the last couple of years before that, so they came into something and it was like a fresh start. And we try and have that like in the group. We don't, you know, you don't want to put that pressure on them, but no, they know what they're there for, and he just grabbed the gloves and never looked back. He wanted the jersey and he deserved it. But yeah, I think part of it is kind of just like that fearless nature of those young guys, and they've still got it. And then like the new guys this year have also kind of got it as well, so it's exciting to see, you know, where this is going to go.
Coach, for people that don't know you or maybe know your story, this is your third season at Adrian College. What brought you to Adrian?
Well, I've been an assistant coach for two different schools. So I've been at Concordia Ann Arbor, I've been at Detroit Mercy. And then it really just came to the time where you start thinking that you want to be a head coach. You've got, you know, these ideas that they're just ideas, and you want to put them into practice. And this seemed like a place where, you know, some things lined up. So it was, you know, the facilities. I think the model of the school was also interesting. I didn't know at the time, but I had learned that, and I think that was really, really interesting. But I also think it was kind of where the program was at. Like, I was looking at it going, you know, in a weird way, could it get worse? It was almost like you kind of...
There's a song that's, you know, started from the bottom, and now you're here.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I
looked at that, and I thought, you know, if I could stay and be an assistant, right, or I could you stick to maybe club soccer coaching. But, like, I knew what I wanted to do, and this seemed like an opportunity that I really wanted to... just sort of grab with both hands and put my ideas on it. And I've learned a lot, I would say, you know, from, mm-hmm. from the first sort of week
right.
all the way to here. I was just talking to some coaches about, you know, things you'd do differently. But I think that's part of it. That's part of the journey. So, yeah, I've just learned so much in 3 seasons.
To kind of piggyback on the, you know, start from the bottom, maybe find a program that's struggling. You need to see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Like, if you're a struggling program and you don't have the facilities and you don't have the enrollment, you don't have the vision or strong leadership, you want to stay away from that program. Obviously, there was something to that at Adrian that, you know, drew you to the school.
Yeah, you just got to figure what you can change and what you can't change. There's things about here that you can't change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adrian's an Adrian. You're not going to change the location.
Right, yeah.
The facilities are you know, a massive plus, and they were going to help recruiting. So there's mm-hmm. things that you can and can't change. You know, we knew there needed to be change, and part of change is, you know, there's a coaching change, there's going to be player changes, and that would start to change things here. But yeah, of course, like, I think there were just more positives that were telling me that this would be a really, really good place to start my head coaching career.
So, Coach, looking at some of the returners for you, Brett Wojcikowski was named the team's captain, and Owen Emmert, and is this a typo? Another kid named Owen Soper?
Owen
Soper. Am I saying that right? Soper?
Yeah.
At the midfield. So two Owens.
Three. We have...
You got a third Owen.
We have a third Owen. It's a freshman, Owen Miller. So we've got three Owens, but we kind of figure it out where we're not...
You can't yell Owen at practice. They'll all look at you.
No, nicknames are a big thing.
yeah.
In our program. We have to have nicknames.
Absolutely. You do have some competition under your belt. You played Jackson College in an exhibition. Another exhibition against Northwood tomorrow. How important are those, Coach? Are you in a spot where you need to find, you know, like, maybe I need to figure out the left back position, or I need to find a forward? Are you in that spot, or your lineup's kind of set and you're just, you know, going through the motions there?
No, nothing's ever set. I think, like with us, and, you know, when you relax for too long, I think, you know, you're in a tricky spot, because there's always an injury, or there's always, you know, hopefully in training you're creating an environment where everybody's pushing all the time. So we try not to make freshmen feel like starting positions are off limits, and we try not to make mm-hmm. you know, seniors feel like, you know, you're guaranteed a spot. So I feel like we keep them on their toes, and I feel that anybody can get themselves into this lineup. It's become, I mean, training's just such a key thing for us. It's become so competitive where I think this is the first year where I'm heading into the season, and there are, you know, just some question marks. It's like the competition for places. You've suddenly got two or three people on the depth chart, whereas maybe before it was kind of like one or two, and some maybe thought they were comfortable starting. So it makes my job harder, but I think it's a good place to be.
Yeah, good problem to have, as they say.
Yeah.
Coach, so last season, obviously historic. Got to follow that up, right? It's about the next season, and I'm hoping last year did help you with recruiting. You had a big senior class, if I remember right, last year. How did that success tie into the recruiting trail?
Well, it helps.
Sure, yeah.
People like winning, so it definitely helps. I think it's interesting for people, because they look at, that's one of the questions, like, how has it gone from that to that. Mm-hmm. But really, it's not really a secret. I mean, we've definitely changed the team, and there's players that have come in, but there's lots of other things as well, I think, that have changed in the program that I think is there's many things that have led towards kind of pushing it in a good direction. With recruiting, you can point to it and you say, hey, we're moving in the right direction. So you've always got the record. But I think for me is just I don't celebrate anything for too long. As much as we enjoyed 11 wins and that was a massive plus, I think the general feeling from everybody was that we just fell a little bit short of maybe where we wanted to get to. But you know, heading into this year, I don't know if I put any kind of number on it, like where we specifically want to finish. I haven't said, you know, like first or, you know, just want to make playoffs. So mm-hmm. I think it's just a case of taking training day by day and game by game, and we just keep sort of attacking those and then sort of seeing where we're at, because who knows where we could finish.
That's right. Everyone's 0-0 right now.
Mm.
And O. There's a third O in there too. Ian went talking with Charlie Miles, the head men's soccer coach at Adrian College. I'm kind of glad you brought up last year, the end of the season, because you build up all that, you get that win streak. You were right there. What do you think it's going to take to get the program over another hurdle and get a postseason win this year?
No, sometimes I just think that the group has to go through what they went through, because you know in our meetings that we've had so far, it's just been like the feeling for a lot of them, they don't know what it's like to line up against Calvin or you know, go to Hope, and the field feels like it's huge, and the returning players, many of them have got those lived experiences now. So I think part of me is that it's just what you have to go through. You know, that then when you head into this year, those lived experiences maybe can take you a bit further. That on top of, I think there's freshmen coming in that again are fearless and perhaps even, you know, have added quality that they're bringing. So the group just being a bit stronger and making it stronger is what we've tried to do. But no, I think it's just really, really simple things. It's training every day and the standard of training, the standard of everything that we do. I think we are strict on the boys. I think the boys are strict on each other, and you know, holding a high standard is a big part of perhaps what's going to get us to where we want to get to. Because again, you could do all those things right, it doesn't guarantee wins, but you know, we've checked a lot of boxes so far, and now I think everybody's just ready to, now it's about performances, and I think they're ready.
Coach, who's on your staff helping you out this season?
I have a new assistant, Adrian McKeepy. He has just graduated from Saginaw Valley. He's somebody I've coached previously. I'm his previous head coach. I'm good friends with, so that connection was there. I really like him as a person. I think his work ethic is great. He wants to coach. He's got such a thirst for learning and being around coaching, and it's he's different to me. Like, I think it's you know, different personalities, and I think that's perfect. I think that's what I needed. I don't want the guy being the same as me. So, you know,
so you're the calm guy and he's the fired up guy. I'm getting a calm vibe from you. Or game day is different.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think I am. I'm. Yeah, for the most part, I think the boys would say I'm calm. But. No, I think I have a side that, you know, if I need to, then I can. But I prefer speaking with them, and it's not to say, by the way, that he's, you know, the complete opposite.
Sure, I just like visualizing that.
No, you know? I don't tend to lose my cool very easily, but you know, maybe some people say like your strength's your biggest weakness, right? Sometimes I need that, but maybe that's kind of what he brings. So
sure.
Yeah, no, so far it's been some long hours, and it's been sort of in the deep end for him, and he's been brilliant. I also have Enrique Monsalvo is jumping from being a player to now a student assistant. So he's starting to get, you know, his feet under the table and learning the coaching realms and being in and around us. And then I always, you know, Caleb Christy is the AT on staff, and he's a huge part of the staff. I will always consider him as a good part. He's a very good one and very important, and I hope he knows it.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. You're out in West Virginia taking on Bethany College. You'll be back home next Wednesday. Check it out, adrianbulldogs.com. I've been talking with Charlie Miles, the men's soccer coach, and hopefully we can talk throughout the season and get some of your players on the show. It's always good to talk to them.
We'd love to. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk women's soccer. He's ready to go. He's waiting in the wings. He's got his pop ready. Nathan Kronwetter joins us right after these messages. I'm Ian Wendt. You're listening to the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Kick off the fall athletic season with women's volleyball Friday starting at 11 a.m. and Saturday starting at 10 a.m. and women's soccer Friday at 5 and Sunday at 2.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Broadcasting live from the heart of Lenawee County, Sports Talk Radio with a local angle on Inside the Cave. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com. We give opinions and analysis on what's happening in the world of sports, interview local coaches and players, and help you start your day. Grab a flashlight and a compass to go inside the cave. Weekday mornings 7 to 9 on 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com.
Welcome right back to the ACL Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt, your host. Season 3 of the show, as Mike Prang is calling it, here at Frickers in Adrian. So for every year of the show, we've had three of these coaches part of it their whole time at Adrian College. They know nothing different.
Yeah,
they don't know what time before this. Yeah, Coach Palka, Coach Miles, and now Nathan Kronwetter with the women's soccer team at Adrian College. And I mean, talk about a soccer season, soccer year for Adrian. 12-5-1 last year, 5-2-1 in the MIAA. Standings are in the 4 seed, got a win against Albion in the playoffs, and then we went out west for a rainy, cold evening in round 2 of the MIAAs. Here we are, year 3, just another year to get better, right, Coach?
Here we are. Yeah, I'm excited. Everything has come into fruition here in the last week with preseason and, you know, classes starting today. So, exciting time of year.
How much, I don't know what you call it, preseason training,
yeah,
do you actually get with the team? How early do they get on campus?
Yeah, we moved on campus on the 15th, and then we, you know, had compliance things, medical paperwork to do that first day, and then we were on the field training the next morning.
Okay, so you get some time.
A little bit of time, a couple sessions, you know, working on fitness, just kind of bringing the team back together, introducing new faces. And then we had our freshman weekend, so we lost them for 3 days. And today was the first full team training session back since then. And our second scrimmage tomorrow, so we're moving right along.
Stacy, are you playing this song?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was playing Fergalicious right now. No,
it's kind of tough when we're tapping our toes.
Yeah,
it's, you know, listening to good music.
I mean, I feel like it's been a theme tonight. Is winning helps recruiting, obviously, and can help build a culture quicker than not winning does. And I'm hoping, Coach, you're a product of that, because you've lost a little bit, but you're also bringing back quite a bit, right? I mean, I'm seeing two top goal scorers. Anna Marie's back?
She is.
Oh.
Yeah. And she.
I thought she was done.
This is her senior year.
Oh, man.
She's led the MIAA in goal scoring for the last two seasons.
Do you think she'll be first team conference?
She should be.
Okay.
She should be for sure. But, you know, she has a lot of work to do. She's got a big target on her back, as does the program and the team. You know, that comes with winning and success. But, yeah, you're right. We've got some key players coming back. And it's, you know, it's very easy to identify the talent that we lost through graduation. But it's next person up, you know, and we're excited about that challenge.
Yeah, and if you, you know, do the basic math, third year as coach, the junior class would be your first recruiting class. So
it's
more and more becoming, quote-unquote, your team, so to speak.
Yeah, and, you know, baby steps and you know, some trial and error with, you know, some of the early class players that we brought in. But, no, it's shaping up, you know, and we're really pleased with the direction that we're going. And the energy is there, certainly, you know, attracting young – you know, student athletes to look at our program. So the trend is upward, which is a good thing.
It's just the west side of the MIAA versus who's going to knock them off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Hopes and the Calvins, right? The MIAA.
Calvin primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we ran into them last year and
gave them
quite a fight in the MIAA tournament.
Yeah.
You know, is that the next, obviously, looking at wins and losses, that's the next step, right, is to reach a conference championship game. But how are you approaching that with this team? Are you outward with your goals, no pun intended, or are you just, hey, let's grind?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's no disguising that with success brings a little bit more pressure. So, you know, again, we have a deserving, you know, target on us right now. We're not going to sneak up on anybody in year three. And I think people are understanding a little bit about who we are as a program, hardworking, tenacious. So we're not gonna, you know, surprise anyone, like I said. But also all teams are zero and zero right now. So nobody cares about what we did last year. You know, it's a blank slate and we've gotta go and start fast and, you know, bring things together, and we're excited about that process.
Obviously, the numbers jump out with Anna Marie, you know, being a forward tends to come with the territory. But I think any good soccer team starts in goal. And you have a young lady who played really well last year, and she goes by Gabby, right?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Somebody put the full legal name. But Gabby Revels, back in goal for you, 12-4-1, 8 shutouts, 51 saves on the season. It's got to be nice to bring a returning goalie to solidify that back end of the defense.
Yeah, Gabby had a fantastic season for us last year. But let me be clear, there is a clear fight for that position right now with our other returning senior, with Caitlin Stanton, and our sophomore in Riley Miller. So right now I would say it's even across the board. So
really?
A very good, competitive, you know, kind of competition going on right now with our goalkeeper spot.
That's what you want.
Yeah,
isn't it? What a good problem to have.
Yeah, the competition really is making us better, and nobody can kind of rest. You know, they've got to make sure that they're still working hard and pushing each other. So we're very fortunate, very lucky to have three very good, you know, skilled and experienced goalkeepers.
So you have some decisions to make. I don't know how much stock you'll put in an exhibition. Here you got one scheduled tomorrow against NAIA school Lords.
Yeah, it'll be our second scrimmage, our last preseason game before Friday's opener. And we will get a very good look at, you know, who we think might be in our top 15 tomorrow for at least the first half. All three goalkeepers will split time, so we get each, you know, a good look for each of those three players. But yeah, it'll give us a great indication of where we are and what our strengths are early in the season.
My goodness, speaking of early on in the season, you look at the schedule, AdrianBulldogs.com, 6 home matches in a row to begin the season, including 2 this weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know if that benefits us or if that is going to work against us. We tend to like to get on the road you know, to get it out of our comfort zone a little bit and challenge ourselves. We'll certainly take 5 or 6 home games in a row, but yeah. I don't know, for whatever rhyme nor reason, it kind of, you know, panned out that way.
But that's last year, Coach, with the home versus road.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of those schools are first time, you know. That.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have some schools that we're playing for the first time in there.
Oh.
Which we'll return to them next year as well.
Okay. So you'll 6 road matches next year.
For the most,
to begin
yeah.
the season.
It kind of varies.
Yeah. Talking women's soccer with Nathan Kronwetter, head coach of the Lady Bulldogs. Friday, 5 o'clock against Hiram, then Sunday, 2 o'clock against Ohio Wesleyan. This is unseasonably cool weather for late August. You're going to take advantage of that, I'm sure, this weekend.
Yeah, we prefer this over the 85, 90-degree hot, humid nights.
No kidding.
That we've been experiencing throughout preseason and through late summer. So
yeah.
We're excited, you know. But, again, we don't use those as, you know, excuses. It's time to line up, and when the whistle goes, we get after it.
Coaching staff this season, you can't do it all yourself. Even though I don't doubt you could.
Oh, I've been told by a lot of people I shouldn't do it by myself.
Okay. who's helping you out this season, Coach?
So I brought in a young lady. Her name's Kirsty McGregor. She just graduated from Grace Bible College in Indiana, from Leeds, England, and she's been a fantastic addition to our program. And then we have Leah Homan, who's our volunteer assistant, who just graduated last year as a senior.
I was gonna say that name's familiar.
Yeah, so I've got two young ladies that are doing a great job. Leah's really helping out because she was a 4-year player in the program, so having her back has been, again, beneficial with our returning players because they have that comfort zone. But Kirsty is doing a fantastic job.
Oh, I should have. Oh, man, I missed out on asking these other coaches this question. You could utilize the dome this season.
Yeah.
You've already practiced in it.
Yeah, we've been in 5 or 6 times already within
really?
The last week. I tell you, what an unbelievable facility. Not just the fact that a Division III small, liberal arts college has a facility like that, but they did it right. You know, the lighting is fantastic. Everything I know is new, but it's a wonderful facility for us.
No doubt about it. Well, go to adrianbulldogs.com. Learn all about the women's soccer program as they kick off their season this weekend. Coach Nathan Kronwetter joining me on the show. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you throughout the year.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to finish up the show here today. Frickers in Adrian is our host, and they will be the rest of the season. 7 p.m. Monday nights till 8 o'clock right here on the ACL Access Show. Season 3, Josh Mitchell back in our studio. I'm Ian Wendt. Saying good night.
Come get your chicken.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Kick off the fall athletic season with women's volleyball Friday starting at 11 a.m. and Saturday starting at 10 a.m. and women's soccer Friday at 5 and Sunday at 2.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan, WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian 96.5, The Cave.